Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie
Let us pray. Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving. For the ascension of Christ your Son is our exaltation. And where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord.
Mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord.
God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord.
O peoples, clap your hands, cry to God with shouts of joy.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. One body, one spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father for all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And he gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
From the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the second preface from the Liturgy of the Solemnity of the Ascension says concerning Christ, "In his risen body, he plainly showed himself to his disciples and was taken up to heaven in their sight to claim for us a share in his divine life." This gives us a starting point for our meditation on the meaning and the importance of this day that we celebrate with so much solemnity. It is so important that the bishops of the United States have moved this feast from its traditional place of 40 days after Easter to the Sunday after, so that all Catholics will have an opportunity to ponder its proper place in the story of our salvation. Christ claiming for us a share in his divine life. Isn't this the summary and the purpose of each and every mystery of our blessed Savior's life? His incarnation and his nativity, his hidden life and his public ministry, his teaching and his miracles, his passion, his death, and his resurrection. Did he not become man, visibly dwelling amongst us in human flesh for 33 years, go about doing good, suffer, die, rise from the tomb, and ascend into heaven in his glorified body? All so that each of us who are joined to him through baptism might claim a share in his divine nature and life. All this so that we might become by grace what he is by nature, sons of God, and one day be glorified with him in heaven. Now, the next obvious question we have to consider is, how will he, who is now glorified with his Father in heaven, who has left this earth and this life behind at his ascension, how will he distribute to his people left behind on this earth his dearly bought and limitless saving graces? How will people in succeeding ages learn about him and his revelation? How will they receive and profit by the abundant graces he merited for us? And how will we come to know of the greatness and the certainty of the riches of the inheritance to which we are called, and of the infinite power he exercises for our benefit, for us who have faith in him? It would be absurd to think that our divine Savior would have gone to all the trouble and pain of our redemption and then disappear into heavenly glory without having left behind some means of extending that saving grace to all people throughout all time. To accomplish the transmission of his divine life and revelation to all generations of mankind, Christ established the sacraments and consecrated a priesthood to perpetuate and administer those sacraments and to preach the good news of salvation. And so, by means of the visible and human structure of the church, Christ continues his supernatural or invisible presence here on earth amongst his followers. He is present, most important of all, body and soul, blood and divinity, in the Holy Eucharist. He is also present by his grace in the other sacraments, creating us anew, loving, forgiving, strengthening, consecrating, and ordaining. He is present in his church, his mystical body of which he is the head, the lifeblood, and the nourishment. and he dwells in us by the presence of the Holy Spirit in every Christian who has united himself to Christ by the sacramental life of grace. We should meditate more on the great gift of Christ's presence among us rather than on his bodily absence. All too often we observe that Christians are not always aware of the presence of Christ among them. If these people cannot see Christ with the eyes of faith in the consecrated host and precious blood, in his actions in the sacraments, in his ministry through his priests, in his supernatural life, in his mystical body, the church, in the reflection of Christ, in the mirror of the Christian soul, then what is the purpose of their life? The person who does not live in the presence of Christ, who is not filled with the grace of Christ, lives then for his body alone, and that fragile vessel of clay swiftly advances towards death and extinction with each passing hour. Our purpose on earth, then, as members of the church and disciples of our Lord, is first of all to absorb the meaning of the ascension into our hearts and lives, and then begin to live as sharers in the divine life of Christ. To live that glorious resurrected life in the lives that we lead here on this earth. Then our lives will shine out in witness to everyone with whom we come into contact the truth of the resurrected life of Christ and the glory of human life that has been redeemed and transformed by Christ's sacrificial love. The choices that remain to us, then, my dear friends, is to rejoice in the supernatural presence of Christ among us and bind ourselves ever closer to this reality by faithfulness to our Savior and to his church. Or, sadly, to live only for ourselves and for this life on earth, and accept the futility, insanity, selfishness, and emptiness of human existence without an eternal purpose in Christ. As the Mass continues, let us raise our voices in prayer to Christ and beg him, return to us in the grace of your sacraments and in the hearts of your people. Truly live again in them, act through them, and pass once more through the world, teaching, forgiving, comforting, sacrificing, and renewing the sacred bonds of love between the heart of God and the hearts of men. Amen. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God's Son, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us present our prayers for the needs of the world to our loving God.
For the unity of all Christians as we strive to remain in God's love, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all people of the world might be open to the message of God's saving love in Jesus Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have celebrated sacraments of initiation this Easter season, as they deepen their commitment to the Christian way of life through prayer and through action, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are graduating from school this month, as they celebrate their accomplishments and prepare for a new beginning at work or at school, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve and protect our nation at home and abroad, and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the intention of Adria Vasquez, who celebrates her birthday, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Ben Meir, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Lala Garibay, Luisa Garza, Joe Cueva, and Anita R. Garza, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these intentions, spoken and unspoken, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pray. O God of love, your word is truth. Make us holy in the truth, and graciously grant these and all our prayers through Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord. Amen. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Let us pray. We offer sacrifice now in supplication, O Lord, to honor the wondrous ascension of your Son. Grant, we pray, that through this most holy exchange, we too may rise up to the heavenly realms. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. For after his resurrection, he plainly appeared to all his disciples and was taken up to heaven in their sight, that he might make us sharers in his divinity. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they might become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me.
The mystery of faith.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, his brother bishops Edmund and Renee, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.